one will admit to it, and no one breathes a word. No one wants to talk about the strange things they have heard. But late at night in the Florida Keys, when the wind is thick with rain, you may hear the high and lonesome wail of the ghosts of Flagler's train. October 1906, it was Henry Flagler's dream to join Key West to the mainland with a link of steel and steam. He'd started tracks southwest across salt water, scrub and sand, and then we're pouring concrete on the Long Key Railroad span. But best laid plans are playthings to the gods of wind and rain. They sent Henry a message in a mighty hurricane. It blew 130 workers into their next lives, separated limb from limb, loving men from wives. No one will admit to it, no one's seen a thing, 'cause they shut their eyes and hold their ears when the spirits start to sing. But late at night in the Florida Keys, when the wind is thick with rain, you may hear the high and lonesome wail of the ghost of Flagler's train. Well, they found some of the bodies and continued laying track. The overseas railway soon would run to Old Key West and back. But that is ancient history. Cars and trucks now link the keys, but there's still a hint of mystery, like a strange song in the breeze. So if you have to stop at night in the Keys near Flagler's line, you might feel some cold and creepy goosebumps dancing on your spine. Don't venture out of your motel room if the wind begins to howl. It just might be the sound of throatless voices on the prowl. And no one will admit to it, no one will explain, that some phantom remnant haunts the side of that deadly hurricane. Florida Keys, when the wind is thick with rain, you may hear the high and lonesome wail of the ghost of Flagler's train. You may hear the high and lonesome wail of the ghost of Flagler's train.